This is weird to me. I don't know what you would call it or what music you would play, but this just is unexplainable to me. This power that this nurse has where she claims she can physically feel patients' pain and speak for the babies that might be having a reaction to medication or something. And she's been right a bunch of times. Alex has something kind of similar to this too, where she can just see things with colors and, I don't know, kind of like Kanye West with songs and colors and numbers. You have like this weird thing in your head and you're working on a, it looks like a diagram you're going to put on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter and Instagram.
I just took a picture. I'm going to put it on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show on our Insta story. But this is what my map looks like. So the month of the year, and I don't have like color pencils or anything to color the different colors, but you can see like, so it's a 3D map that I see physically around me at all times when someone talks about the month of the year or when I'm planning events or whatever. And so it's me and then it's like a square, a half square around me. And then when I'm counting, so I'll start in front of me, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then to the right of me going on an incline is 11 through 20. And then the numbers start stacking. So I kind of showed you on this picture, which again, you got to see on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, or Instagram at Joan Oxford to understand.
This is a real visual. But does anybody else kind of have what this nurse has, what Alex has? Let's see. Andrea on the Joan Alex Show, you have something with numbers. Explain what you got.
Yeah. Well, since I've learned about probably before I can remember, I have always seen numbers on number lines. And it looks basically like, I mean, they don't stack, they don't do anything like that. They just, there's just number lines that go through my head when I'm thinking about numbers.
Yeah.
And I can look at groups of numbers and to the 100 and, you know, stack them on top of each other, basically. But they're actual number lines. Like almost like lines with little, you know, like niches drawn into them that represent the numbers.
Gotcha.
That's so interesting. Okay. And did you?
And then when you're talking about the calendar, I have that too, except mine breaks up into seasons, and it's like it goes around the months, and it breaks up into seasons, and I see colors with the seasons.
Do you associate personalities with numbers? So one of the other things that people do with synesthesia sometimes, which is really hilarious, is they'll be like, number 7 is a mean old man. Like, that's a real thing. Like,
yeah. No,
do you do that?
Seriously. Yeah. No, yeah. But like, guys that I have crushes on are 2s. Like, not like number like 2 in the hot scale, but like there's a 2 there.
Yeah.
I don't get where it comes from.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. That's what I'm saying. So with synesthesia, you have 2 senses that do not go together that are like combined. It's weird.
Wow. Thank you for the call. Diamond on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you kind of a psychic or maybe a medium?
Yeah. And my book is kind of like different because when I'm a medium, it's kind of like with dead people. And the psychic part is like kind of when future stuff comes.
Ooh.
So that's
cool.
Can you tell us, because I have a story real quick. Can you give us one thing about maybe a premonition or something you saw as a psychic, like a vision?
Well, I'll tell you about my very first one. When I was little, my mom was, me and her was driving home, and I saw my brother's best friend in the sky. And I was like, hey, there's Mitchell in the sky. I see his face or whatever. She was like, no, girl, you're being silly, whatever. So we get home. So my brother's there, and he gets called out to the porch by his other friend. And we see him hugging him and stuff like that. So we're like, ha-ha, we're going to make fun of him. He's hugging his friend or whatever. So he comes in, and he tells us that last night his best friend got killed.
Whoa.
And that was Mitchell?
That happened the same day. Yeah, that was Mitchell. It happened the same day.
I see dead people.
My mom has something where this has happened multiple times where she has seen, not the person like you said for your buddy Mitchell, but she saw like a airplane like go like a big fiery crash. And we found out like the next day that my cousin, who was in the Air Force, was doing training exercises in the mountain, and he had a problem with his plane where it wouldn't turn or something, and he tried to eject, but he ended up dying. His plane went into the side of the mountain in a big fireball, and he was killed on impact instantly. And my mom had a vision for that. She didn't know it was him.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of stuff that trips me out. Let's do one more. Abigail, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show, and you're kind of on that number scale. What is yours?
Yeah, so ever since I was little, for some reason, I've always associated my left side with odd numbers and my right side with even numbers. So every time that I'm like an odd number year, everything is done on my left side first. And then when I'm an even number, I always do like the right side of my body. So, like when I'm getting out of the shower, I like dry the left side of my body when I was like 19. And then when I turned 20, I would dry the right side of my body. And ever since I was little, I've had to divide things up into odd numbers are weird, and so they're the left side of my body. And then even numbers are they're orderly, and so it's the right side of my body.
Yeah, so, like, look at this, Joe. So this is someone else's color coordinate. They colored out what their synesthesia map looks
like on
Google.
Yeah.
And see how the different numbers are color-coordinated, and it goes in a
so
map
weird.
On their brain.
That's what you see.
That's what I see in my brain. But my map is unique. Everyone's map is unique. It doesn't look just like that. But here's another person. So they have a map in their head when they do the alphabet.
These look like tapeworms.
Yeah, and it's all colorful, like a rainbow. Here's somebody else's map. I'm going to attach these with my map, which my map looks ugly because I don't have color pencils.
Yeah,
stuff,
spot, yeah.
But I'm going to attach these to the Facebook post, Radio Now 100.9, so you can see it.
Okay, wow. Yeah, go check out those images. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.